Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Keep on. Amanda Dowell, your host every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. You heard Orville Byrd earlier. He was talking about blessing the earth. You also heard Good Vibes from the Beach Boys. You heard Bethany Caudell singing Proud Mary, a cover song she did in the Springfield studio. She has it on CD. For more information, you can email me at starway@hotmail.com if you're interested in purchasing a CD, or find me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L. You also heard an original she did called Sing Along on This Bluesy Song. She did a music video that on YouTube. You can check that out at Mind With Teeth. Type in Bethany Caudell, Mind With Teeth, and look for Sing Along on This Bluesy Song. It's a pretty cute little music video she did. And she also has that on CD. Then we heard Reverend B's commercial about her book she's got out. You can check that out at ggmradio.com. We had some great commercials and some cool things that are going on, so really excited about that. We're actually going to be going to Florida the end of March. Bethany is going to be doing a showcase, and I'm going to be in the audience. So that's going to be cool. We're going to be down in Tampa, Florida. You can find that event on Facebook. Bethany is also going to the Kent Bar Lodge in Kentucky, Gilbertsville. You can find out more information by talking with me, too. And then Bethany's got a tour going on. She's going to be going April 8th to Springfield, Missouri, April 9th to Joplin, Missouri, April 10th to Tulsa, Oklahoma, April 11th to Fayetteville, Arkansas, April 12th to Memphis, Tennessee, April 13th, Nashville, April 14th, Louisville, Kentucky. And our last stop is actually somewhere we really love to go, which is St. Louis, Missouri, which is where my friend is kind of from, except for she's a little bit in the country, and she's cool, our guest today. So we're going to get to her in just a minute here. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. And now I'm going to get into a little bit about my friend, Beth Fader. She is a very cool woman who does lots of healing and lots of work with, you know, angels and also spirit guides, and sometimes with the Indian ways of life and Indian medicine and Peruvian medicine. She's just got a wide range of talents. Beth's story is pretty cool. She did not knowingly seek this path, but the path chose her, and she started this path out at very young. She actually just discovered doorways into her life. She's been a teacher since 1985, and she found the path, found the youth to be beacons of light, which ignited a fire that unleashed a great passion within her. And after 16 years of teaching the youth, she moved from an extremely difficult situation to her personal life. And these painful events felt very deep and dark, and she sought out God for some help, and she stepped into the light, and she became, you know, just conscious and aware, and she began to transform and have all kinds of things, you know, happening to her, which are very healing and very powerful. And now she's getting into, you know, great things, like she practices prayer and meditation on a daily basis, and she's felt the presences of all sorts of, you know, light and energy and God and all kinds of things around her. And she saw the presence of Christ standing in front of, directly in front of her, and her mind began to race and her thoughts were flooding, and it was just an instant Christ spoke to her, and the words to her were, "Do not doubt in what you see." So it was a pretty profound moment. And one of the Bible verses that's quoted is John 14:21. "Whoever has my commandments and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." Pretty powerful stuff. So she's been working through a lot of that. She's had many, many visits and experiences in Peru, many travels. She works with light work. She works with God and Creator. She works with light energy. I think you name it. She works with the Peruvian energies as well. She's got many testimonials online on her page. You should really check it out. BethThater.com, BethThather.com. She's a pretty cool lady. So anyway, again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. And if you want to get a reading from me, you can leave me a message at Amanda Dowell with one L over on Facebook, or starway@hotmail.com. I'm really looking forward to talking with Beth and finding out a lot more about what she's been doing these days and how things have been going with her. So I'm going to bring her live to the show now and let her talk more. Welcome to the show, Beth. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. I am so fabulous. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. And thank you for speaking about my past, letting the audience understand me a little bit more. And speaking about Christ, because I work through him first and foremost. And as I stated in my website, that, you know, when he showed himself to me, it didn't end there. Just it, you know, every day I speak to him, and he shows himself to me and
himself to my clients, which is so awesome. But, you know, it was all about an awakening process for me, and it was just the right time. And that's what I've been guided to speak about today, is the awakening state that is going on in our planetary, you know, our Earth plane, and within each individual here on our Earth plane.
So I'm going to thank you, and I thank you for all the beautiful music that you played, because it totally rocked.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah.
Yeah, so speak a little bit about what you want to talk to our audience about today. I'm glad I gave them a little window, but if you have anything, you know, like maybe some of your past or any stories you want to share, or just, you know, wherever you want to begin, go ahead.
Okay, I will. You know, I always pray for wisdom every day. I say God, higher consciousness, the powers to be, whatever that is to our audience, it's all the same to me. But I was being shown to speak about the awakening state that each of us is going through. Some of us very conscious of it, of that state, and some people not so conscious of that state, and that's okay, because each of us are residing exactly where we need to be, and we are each on our own journey, and there is no right or wrong. So I was being guided to speak about each of us and what we're going through. And just a little bit of my background, I taught 15 years as a physical education teacher and coach, and I loved it, loved the kids. And then I was guided in 2007 to go to Peru and to work with some shamans down in Peru, in the Amazon of the rainforest. And while there, and once again, I'm going to preface it this with, I had no idea why I was going, you know. I had no idea why I was being led there. I heard the calling, I went, and I'm a yes girl, so if I hear something and I hear our creator say, you need to go, I go. And I don't put stations on it, I just go. Because we're supposed to do that.
That's right.
And often too many times people say, oh, I don't know why I'm going. Well, if we quiet our mind and we allow God, infinite wisdom, to come through us and take over and take charge, without, you know, our humanist ego trying to get in the way, then we're always led down the right path. So I went with really no idea why I was going, except that I knew I was to be there. And while there, I was surrounded by about 12 other people from all over the planet, you know, Russia, you know, Australia, and they were there, too, for the same reasons. Now, each person there, that most of the people there were of service. They were healers, or they were some type of coach or a doctor or a physicist. So I was surrounded by a lot of people of service, and each of us was going through our own experiences, and it was actually really quite exciting. And so while in a ceremony at night, you know,
because we're not of the physical plane, the good book talks about that, and many other historical books talk about, you know, this is just the physical plane, and where we really reside is in the spiritual realm, the higher realm. That's where we reside. And I was very much in a heightened state of consciousness, of really quiet. My mind was quiet. I was in a very open state of receiving. And, you know, it was at nighttime, and I was sitting amongst everyone in their quiet state. And Christ came in front of me. Jesus came in front of me. And I thought I was losing my mind. You know, I thought, okay, my ego is coming in over. And
that's when he said, do not doubt in what you see. Because obviously I was. And then he said again, do not doubt what you see. Because that ego part of us wants to explain this away. And And once I let that go,
you know, and I just let it go, I felt the most, I felt his presence, and it was powerful, unconditional love. And, you know, I remember I bowed. My body just bowed. It wasn't like I was thinking about him, but I bowed because I understood who he was. And it was like that presence within me recognized him. And I really did recognize him. It was like, oh, I know you, you know. And
yeah,
our higher self does know Christ. And so, you know, I remember he just stood in front of me. And he took me back to my childhood when I was about 10 or 11 years old. And there was so much going on in our family. You know, at that time, a lot of discord, a lot of drama, da-da-da-da-da. And he just literally, through his presence, without saying anything, was healing those emotions that were trapped. And as most people know who do healing work, you know that you can have trapped emotions, as you know, within our body, because we are vibrational beings, and thoughts and our programming will become stuck within ourselves and our emotions of our body. And he literally, with his presence, released and helped me release and let go of those old sadnesses and whatever was going on. And I remember thinking, who am I? You know, who am I to be sitting here in his presence? Because we are so hard on ourselves. And my first thought was, who am I to have him come mm-hmm. in front of me? But that's not what he was thinking. You know, and I remember saying, I want to be holy like you. And he said, Beth, you are. Because that's how he looks at each and every one of us on the planet. It's only it is only us who think of us, ourselves, as, you know, we judge ourselves, or we're not good enough, or you know, we're not strong enough, or what have you. But how he viewed me was with pure, unconditional love. And I remember thinking, this is how our Creator God, higher consciousness, views each and every one of us. And he stayed with me for several hours, and he gave me a gift, a scepter, a beautiful scepter, which I now hold in my heart and I use for healing. And it's part of, it's called a sacred trust agreement that was to come to me to do my work here. And each and every one of us on the planet are open to receiving these same tools as I have received, because it was just put in order before we came here. And so, you know, I love him very much, and I work through him, and he's been a blessing to me, my path, and my clients, because he shows himself to my client. He'll show himself to my clients. And, you know, when he placed his hands on my head, and when he did that, Amanda, he activated my DNA. And what happened after that was I began to see beyond the veils. I began to hear beyond the veils. I began to reside in a higher vibration of my God qualities. I'm going to call it my inheritance, because his presence literally shifted my DNA. And there's many stories out there in the world where people are coming forth and they're having similar are the same experiences, and they're talking about it, because we're supposed to talk about this. You know, we have these experiences, we should share them. And so my life completely shifted, and then thereafter I was led to continue to go down to Peru and work with these shamans. And for those who are not familiar with what a shaman is, it's not a religion or anything like that, but it's a spiritual path. And shamanism has been on the earth plane for, you know, from the beginning of time. It is simply this, that you can see God's light in everything, in the trees, in the water, in the air, in all living things and all creatures, because that is how God made the planet, or higher consciousness, that life form is in everything. There is no separation from me to you and all the beautiful listeners right now. We are divinely connected. And so what shamanism did for me was it brought me to a greater unification and understanding of God's laws and God's creation and the cosmic laws. And so during that same time, during that same moment, about a couple hours later after Jesus energetically left, he never leaves, he's always around us, but I could feel his energy shifting away, then the Pleiadian Council of 12, who are beautiful bright light beings, came around me and spoke to me about the importance letting, releasing, and letting go. For not just myself, but for all others to understand that we are in a time of awakening. We are all going through an awakening state and to the expansion of Christ consciousness. And that this awakening state is taking place right now on our earth plane. Okay? So, and I know you understand
that. Makes
that
makes sense.
Yeah. And so as the earth shifts and the new energies are coming into their earth plane, what's happening is the third dimensional aspects are releasing and letting go of mass consciousness. The third dimensional aspects are the lower vibration emotions such as self-doubt, fear, judgment, anything that binds us or holds us in a place of separation. Because that's not who we are. That's not who we are. We are actually totally the fullness and oneness of Creator. So the earth is shifting. These new beautiful vibrational energies are coming in, which are the fourth and fifth dimensional energies, which are of high vibrational of love and compassion. And we see it right now on our earth, on the masses, we see people dramatizing, right?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
You see it all over the globe. They're dramatizing their stuff. But that's okay. That's part of the ship. And that's, the, you know, so, oh, my gosh. So the expansion that I've gone through, there are no words to describe the expansion and the illumination that I've gone through. And sometimes it was like, you know, labor pains, like a mother giving birth, you know. And I jotted down all kinds of information that I was to speak about, and then it's going to stick around. But what I was guided to was, just as the earth is going through these monumental shifts for mass, within our masses, as a mother gives birth, it can be a very painful process, going through that birthing process. But then once we see the beautiful child before us, all that we see is love and compassion. You know, the emotion of love and compassion is so powerful that we don't even remember that there's pain. And so as we go through our own shift, and, you know, there may be people online who are going through their own personal shift, letting go of fear, trauma. That's just an illusion. It's not who you are. As you release and let go of those old ways, old belief systems, dogma, what have you, doesn't matter. Those old lower vibrations, as you release and let them go, you can feel that energy come up and you can feel that come up through your body and experience it possibly as it shifts out of your cells, out of your memory banks. And as that releases and lets go, then you're birthing into Christ consciousness, God consciousness. So your vibration shifts and your cells illuminate, and you're now residing at a higher state of consciousness. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. And I'm sure our listeners, you know, can see that on a level too, because energy is always moving, always shifting, always changing. We're always shifting and moving energy, and we're all always rebirthing too, like you were talking about. There's shift in consciousness with the planet, and there's shift in consciousness with ourselves, because we're living on the planet, you know, no matter what kind of shift it is.
Exactly. It's like a, you know, the ocean, when you're the tide, the ebbs and flow of the water, you can feel that ebb and flow of the water, that energetic ebb and flow. As you stated so beautifully, the ebb and flow of the shifts of the planet are causing monumental shifts within the planet, the planetary structure, but also within ourselves and within our consciousness. And because everything is energy, there's an ebb and flow, a constant ebb and flow. I call it a celebration of life, you know.
That's how it is. That's what it is.
It's a celebration of life, and I find it absolutely fun. And as the trees through the fall shed their leaves and they go through a season, we do too. And then in springtime, you know, the beautiful leaves come forth and they bloom and they fill up the trees and the oh, so beautiful. We go through that too. There is nothing, we are not separated from the birthing process ever. We are constantly going through monumental shifts. Sometimes it feels great,
And sometimes it doesn't feel so great, you know, and that's okay. And I always know when I'm going through a big shift, I just say thank you because I know I'm growing. And I know
we're just moving energy, whether it's good or bad. And like you said, and it's not really even good or bad. It's just some shifts are more intense than other shifts. Some people call it, you know, circulating energy. Some people call it purging. Some people, you know, will identify with release, and a release can be, you know, not so heavy, and a release can be very heavy.
Right. Exactly. It's very true. You know, I was so perfectly stated. I was reminded that we need to be very gentle on ourselves as we go through these processes. One of the biggest compliments we can give ourselves is to be truthful with ourselves, step into our identity, own who we are, own our power, and, you know, pull off the mask and the veils, but that's part of the shift, seeing who we are, seeing our truth with integrity. And, you know, God said this morning, people must see the abundance and prosperity within themselves. Because we are a reflection of divine. And if we view ourselves anything less than abundance and prosperity, then we are residing in a place of separation. And that's part of the releasing of the fear and letting go of old illusions, lifetimes of old illusions, which could be stored up within our cellular memory. So each of us, as we go through this awakening state, we must really be gentle on ourselves and see ourselves as fluid abundance and prosperity, because that's who we are, and that's where we are to reside, you know. And I was reminded of each of us is like the seed, you know. You know, the farmers plant the seeds, whether it's a cucumber seeds or a beautiful rose, you know. So you take that seed. It's a hard shell. It's not soft. Mm-hmm. It's hard shell. And then you place that seed into the soft ground, lightly cover that seed with soft soil, and then nurture that seed with water and the sunlight. And some people speak to their seeds and bring good, you know, good words into. They speak to the plants. This research shows that as you speak good words in, it circulates all that power of your words into the seed. And as that seed begins to germinate, then it begins to sprout the tiny little veins and the root systems, and the seed softens, and then the vine grows out of the ground, and it continues to grow upward, and the leaves unfold, and the sun comes in and continues to move through and nurture the seed, and, you know, and the brain comes through the seed and the life form of that plant. We're the same. There is no exception. And so we must nurture ourselves. And what I was shown today, how we nurture ourselves, is through God's wisdom and Creator's wisdom, and that we must really seek the wisdom of our higher self, and we do that through our heart center. You know, seeking, I ask for wisdom every day, Amanda, for everything that I do, over my and over, you know, classes that I run. What is it that I need to do today to orchestrate whatever is in my path for the greatest good of all mankind, or whatever it is that I'm doing? And I'm always shown. So it comes into my heart. So I always, you know, ask for that wisdom to come into my heart. And then before you know it, you know, all the messages come in, and I don't have to do anything. I'm not in my ego state. I don't have to do anything. I just get out of the way, and I allow those beautiful rays of wisdom to come into my heart center and to nurture and germinate that which needs to take place for today. And that's what I did on my path. I got out of my way.
Yeah, that's good.
Out of my way.
That's what, you know, people say, how do you do that? Well, it's, you ask yourself to move over, and then, you know, the messages come in. I've often been asked that question, and you know, pray for you know, what wisdom, like you said, you need. I'm doing that too, you know, every day and stuff like that. And that's what I tell people. You have to move yourself out of the way and then, you know, really ask for those messages to come in.
We have to ask for those messages to come in and then trust them. And one of the things early on my track, and this, you know, I feel like there's somebody out there that really needs to hear this. I was in a state early in my track of not understanding if I was hearing the truth, because I had went through lifetimes of, well, this lifetime, I forgot to hear the truth. And I was taking care of so many other people in my life that I wasn't even hearing myself anymore. And I had to get back to that place of hearing myself and quieting my mind and allowing all those good feelings to come into my heart center, because the truth is, if it's right and it's of God's wisdom, higher consciousness, the powers to be, it's going to feel good. And it will always feel good. And then we follow those directions, whatever it is that we're shown. And sometimes for some of us, we have to remember to hear ourselves again and to trust ourselves again. And that's okay, because sometimes we get off track and we stop hearing the truth because we got off track, you know. And we just have to quiet our minds and come back into our heart center and hear the wisdom and then follow that wisdom and then become aware of what took place when we followed that wisdom. What took place? It's usually something really great. And then we develop truth. Yes, and then we develop that truth. Okay, I am hearing the correctness of this. And so it's really that simple. But it was also staying in alignment with that truth and allowing myself to be gentle on myself as I moved through what I needed to move through to release, you know, sadness, anything that I had to work through, anything that had come up from my past, from old relationships, to not be burdened by them anymore, so that I was not sucked down in the drama of those.
Of course.
I chose not to be. You know, like, that's fine. You know, just be the observer of those illusions and let them clear away. As if you're sweeping your kitchen, you know, sweeping your kitchen away, throwing the dust out, and residing in that higher vibration of the truth. So I did a lot of work to get where I'm at, but it's been a blast. And that's how I now helping them pave the way so that they can hear their truth of their own pure source energy, so that they can reside in a higher vibration of their God qualities. And it is just fun. It is just so much fun. So, yeah. So it's really
great.
About, yeah. It's really about the planet shifting right now, Amanda. And we are to recognize our truth. And for people who are, you know, finding that they are surrounded by drama, I'm hearing this, if they are surrounded by drama, they need to look at what is it that they need to learn from that situation where they're connecting over and over and over again with drama. What is it that they need to learn about that situation that keeps them in drama? And when they see that and they learn what that is, then they can let it go. But some people are circled in drama because there's something that they need to learn yet. But when they make the conscious decision that they no longer want to be surrounded in drama, then that's when they make the shifts. But only then can they make the shifts, when they make the conscious decision that they no longer want to reside in that lower space of separation. And it's always a decision for each of us.
That's right. And it's a decision.
It's a decision. Hopefully one that everyone wants to, say, oh my gosh, I want to lead a more joyful, happy life and reside in my highest vibration of my God qualities and surf through, you know, the world, doing, you know, being who I am here to be. But often, you know, for some people it takes a lot of courage because they see the power within them, and that can scare them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing, okay? It's not a bad thing.
And power is very good. Power, wisdom, and love is very good, especially when you're using it for the, you know, the good of all mankind. So it's important that people, you know, step into their power. And it's time.
I totally agree.
It's time. It's time for our planet to make the shift. And one of the things that, you know, I work with Christine Day, the Plating Ambassador, and I was working with her in October and December of this last year. And while there, for 3 months prior to going, I'd say around July, the Palladian Realm, and for those of you out there who might not know who the Palladian Realm are, they're very Christed, enlightened beings. They're very beautiful. I work very much with them and very much other, many other star planets. They were preparing me to do some more work here in my community. And while there, working with Christine Day, she pulled four seals that had been placed upon her body at birth. Now, we came here on the planet as fully enlightened beings, but we came here to have the human experience, to understand what is it like to feel separation. And had we come here in our full beingness, our full power of God, we would not have been able to experience separation. So there were four seals that had been placed on us, on our sacral area, our solar plexus, our heart, and then our pineal center. Those four seals kept us in the separation so we could have that human experience. Once those seals were pulled, Amanda, we had access to more of our own pure source energy. And we have many seals for many lifetimes, but as we pulled those seals, my vibration shifted so fantastically. And where I'm now residing is in a more pure state of my Christed self. And when I came back, I was instructed, you will hold a class and you will pull the seals off of those who come into your class. And I had a full class about 3 weeks ago. And everyone that came in there, after we finished the class and we pulled the seals and that dense energy was able to release lifetimes of dense energy, people were literally expanding in a very heightened state of consciousness. And I'm going to hold that class for the next 3 years, I've been instructed, because it's that important. There's an awakening going on now for the planet, and people are to reside in their, you know, their heightened state of consciousness. Okay.
That's wonderful. And I'm glad that you're, you know, going to continue doing those classes and doing all that you do. It's just wonderful.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's, I just say, God, put me where you want me to put me, put me where you want me to go, and I will go. and then I just show up. And then
that's
really
good.
But we are to show up. Each of us is to show up and, you know, really just to be that loving kindness that's already within us and be that light for all others and to be that beautiful expression of who we are. And it was really powerful. I received this message about what one single person can do within the masses. And actually this came from Jesus Christ. He said, Beth, he said, one person can completely shift and illuminate 1,000 individuals, one person residing in an extremely heightened state of their consciousness. Their literally their vibration being as it is held so high, one person can shift and illuminate 1,000,000 individuals who are residing in a state of separation. If you think about that,
wow.
There's a lot of light workers all over the planet, people of service doing the work. And as we continue to shift our own selves, our own vibration, we are illuminating not just ourselves and our families, but the world we live in, because we are tuning forks. Isn't that
that's
powerful?
Right. Oh, that's very Beth, that's very powerful. And, you know, that makes so much sense. And, you know, I think it was so funny that one of the first times we met, you know, we recognized each other just instantly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I knew you were my big sister, and that is just so awesome.
Well, you'll always be my younger sister, but you're very illuminated too, sister. So know that. But you know, I the instruction that I had today was speak about that we must each and every day, if we choose to,
mm-hmm.
wake up with the solid intention of residing in the best place that we can be, activating our higher self, and allowing and unfolding to take place within our heart systems, our heart center, and allow those natural shifts to take place. There's nothing you have to do. You don't have to stand on your head and twirl 50,000 times. Just consciously make the decision. And it's all through consciousness, because everything is through wisdom and consciousness, because we are consciousness, through the pure intention of stating that I wish for my mighty I Am presence to activate into the fullness of the best and heightened God qualities. It will happen. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're to do, and we're to allow that natural unfolding to take place. And some people say, well, I don't know how to do that. And it's really literally quieting your mind.
It's bringing your intention and your focus into your heart center, allowing the ego part that wants to chatter away, because it will chatter and it will come in and say, oh, you've got a billion things to do today. You've got a grocery shop and you have to make these lists and you've got taxes or whatever. You let that go. And you quiet your mind and you stay in your heart system. In your heart center, and you allow that unfolding to take place. It's a natural weaving process. It takes place. It's a natural weaving process. It's that easy.
Mm-hmm.
That easy. And so, you know, and as Christine Day said to us in our conferences, and, you know, my teacher, she said, there are those of us on the planet who are doing the work, and we're the pave wavers, and we're doing the work, the energetic work that we need to do for humanity. And then there are those that are starting to awaken and come into that process and an understanding. It's like the lights are coming on, like, oh, hey, I'm here for a reason. I'm here for service. And then there are those who are still in a sleep state, and those who are in a sleep state are sleeping, and one day they're going to wake up, and all of a sudden they're going to be residing in a more heightened state of understanding. They're just going to wake up one day. And then the people who've been doing the work are like, well, wait a minute, I've been doing all the work. It's not fair. No, that's the way it's been done for millennia. And that we are the pave-wavers. And we are the pave-wavers.
That humanity, mass consciousness, can shift. We are all the pave-wavers. When we reside in our heightened state of consciousness.
That's right.
Isn't that fun?
It is so fun. Are you ready to take some callers?
I am. And I would like, I know we talked about this earlier, that with the callers who call in,
mm-hmm.
if you can focus your question
on that which you want to reside or grow into, the birthing state and awakening state, and maybe surround yourself with who are the angels that are supporting you right now, or what is it that will support you in your divine path? If we can focus on that, that would be great.
Awesome. Okay, well, our first caller here, our first caller here is area code 480. You're on the line with Amanda and Beth. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Hi. How can we help you?
Yes. I'm trying to understand how the question's supposed to be asked. So if you can maybe make that a little bit more clear.
Sure. What is your name?
My name is Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike. Nice to meet you.
You as
so
well.
So, when you're asking, how is the question to be asked about residing in your highest state of consciousness?
Yes.
It's this simple. There is no right or wrong way.
Because often people say, I don't know how to pray, or I'm not sure how to pray. There is no right or wrong way. All that you have to do is set your intention about that which you want to step into, Mike. So let's say you know that you feel an expansion taking place in your life, and you might wake up and say, God, higher consciousness, powers to be, whatever that is, you might. I wish to reside in the highest vibration God quality. Or here's a simple one. I wish to reside in my inheritance. I wish to fully activate my God-given inheritance. It's as simple as that. And I'll tell you, when I do that each and every day, and I do, I feel it. There's an expansion that takes place in my heart center. Okay? And my heart shifts. Heart literally opens up and expands more. I don't have to worry about what I say. A small child can go to Creator and speak as a small child would, and we're no different. As a matter of fact, when you speak as a small child, you're actually heard better, because a small child doesn't filter what they say, you know?
Right.
So adult has a tendency to get in the way and get a little analytical. You know, Jesus always said, come to God as a child. And that's how we are to be. Does that help you?
A little bit. I guess I'm looking in expansion. There's a friendship that I'm looking to, hopefully that it'll expand into a relationship. And I guess that's what I was kind of looking to get some insight. Is it something we're kind of wish positive to push forward with, or is it just kind of a, you know, just a status quo?
What's her name?
Lisa.
So this is what I'm hearing for you. This is important for any relationship, Mike, and I'm just going to preface it. Where you're residing consciously, is she residing in the same place?
Interesting.
Do you know why I asked that?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it makes sense, but obviously there's a difference.
Well, any relationship that we go into, whether it's a romantic relationship or a business relationship, there needs to be a partnership of equal spiritual concept, connections of the heart. If one person is residing in a more heightened state of consciousness, understanding, and the other is not, then typically there will not be a resonance in that relationship. But I am hearing that you could move forward with her. But I wanted to preface it this question, because every person, when they move into a relationship, they're going into that relationship for a reason. Okay? But I am hearing you could move forward with her. And Amanda, you can jump in here too.
I actually am too. I hear the same thing. You know, you can move forward, and it is good.
Okay, interesting. That's fantastic.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you know, and so you're also wanting to grow, and so take her with you.
Right. Yeah.
Take her with, and if she's willing to move with you. That's awesome, because as we grow and expand, we need people who are going to grow and expand with us.
Exactly.
Yeah. Beautiful, Mike.
Thank
Beautiful.
You.
You are welcome.
All right, thank you. Blessings. Okay, our next caller is Greg Mason. You're on the line with Amanda and Beth. How are you?
Hello, this is Greg from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, I'm good. Well, I'm better this morning than I was for the last week. And that has a lot to do with the question I wanted to ask about one of the messages that I received from Spirit has been that I would eventually, or the state of being's possible where I can really, I guess, fully detach from the group mind and go within and totally dwell there as long as I want. And then when it's appropriate to send out energy, I can just hit the send button and that would be fine. And the reason why I'm mentioning that is because that's actually been a big problem in my life. It seems as though, especially happens whenever I begin to break free and really raise my vibration, it'll feel as though, you know, I'm already an intercessor, but it feels like, and I caught this a couple weeks ago, that my prayers and intentions were kind of being hijacked. On one hand, it was like I was getting words about what to meditate about or send good energy about, and then I caught in the background that there was this female presence that I kind of discovered wasn't my guide. It was just somebody that was kind of sending me a to-do list.
Okay.
And it eventually just wore me out, you know, and you can tell that whenever, I mean, when God wants you to do something, you know, there's a lot of energy there and it's free, you know, it's a free flow. But whenever you get into that other type of thing, it's like, well, if you say, no, I'm too tired to do this, you hear that kind of anger back, like, oh, this isn't God, this isn't the Holy Spirit, this isn't one of my angels. So
I'm hearing that and I'm seeing that. Okay. So I want to thank you. So are you saying that you want to be able to stay in that place, the Holy Spirit, God, all the time, that you could be in the receiving state?
And, well, basically create my own space. That's rather than, it almost seems like instead of creating my own space and finding that rest, it's like I'm immediately, and I know I'm probably doing something internally that's allowing this to happen, but it seems like I'm immediately uploaded or hijacked to group mind, and I'm not in my own space. I'm like traveling with a bunch of people. Some of them are grumpy, you know, and they just want to go on missions in group consciousness rather than being one with God and creating, you know, I want to create that inner sanctuary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what I'm seeing?
Yeah.
There are many multidimensional realms. And in each multidimensional realm, there are different energetic beings residing there. And as we go higher, 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 we're residing in the higher realm energies of the angelic realm and those who are God's, you know, warriors. And in between that, below that, there are other realms that can hijack your thoughts. And they are not the highest vibrational beings. And I was seeing that they were coming in. I was also, okay, does that make sense?
Yeah, I know a lot about where they're coming from and stuff. It's just, you know, so many different directions. You can't always be on it all the time. It's a little hard. So
when you're doing your work, are you very connected to your heart center? Are you allowing your mind to quiet?
That's been an issue. It's whenever all this kind of overloads me, that's whenever I get sent off balance, and it's really hard to get back to the center. But I've been continually working on it.
Well, there's a few things coming in. There's no judgment on this. But down in your sacral area to the left, there's some old self-doubt coming up here. It's just old stuff. Okay, and that to shift out, and that's part of what those trapped emotions are kind of fluid there. And I heard, tell him to love himself. The other thing I heard is that I am to send you something that you're to work with, that I work with. Okay, and this is a temple of our mighty I Am presence. It's called, it's the shield of the Elohim. And I put myself in that shield every day, and nothing from the outside can come in through that shield. Would you like to have that sent to you?
Oh, that'd be great.
Yes, because I wrote it down immediately. Bottom line is this for each of us. Greg, when we're doing a work, the more we reside in our own pure source state, it's the more we release and let go of old energy and that which is no longer serving its purpose, you know, our own belief systems, those stuff that needs to just lift off and go, then we're residing in our heightened state of consciousness. Therefore, our vibration is very high. And then we're residing in a very heightened state of our inheritance, so that any time, you know, if something does try to come in, we recognize it, boom, it can't come in. We go into such a heightened state of consciousness that nothing can penetrate that wall of our consciousness. It can't even touch us. And so as we do more of our own self-work, then we shift our vibration, as you know, and then we become more clear. We become more clear. And if you will, just leave with Amanda or, you know, some your personal information, because I'm supposed to send you some information that I'm hearing that I'm not even telling you right now. But does that support you? And does, Amanda, do you have some things you'd like to add?
That really makes a lot of sense with him, too. And I like the idea of putting, you know, your loving yourself more and putting that shield up, because that does help. So, yeah, if you'll look for, you know, me on Facebook, or, you know, you can contact me through email, starwaya@hotmail.com, or Amanda okay. Dowell with one L. I'll get her information over to you.
All right, I can give you my email address now. I don't, you know, it's fine. It's propheticguy@gmail.com.
What is it? Oh, prophetic?
Prophetic guy. Prophetic, G-U-Y.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay. Okay, yeah, prophetic.
Hey.
Guy. G-U-Y.
Yeah, yes.
Is that Gmail?
Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, Greg, one of the things I do 24/7, I do not begin any of my work. I know I start my day surrounding myself with Christ energy, all the galactic council whom I work with in the angelic realm, the presence of God. I have a shield on. And I, when I do my work and I'm doing that planetary work, I must do that. It's just something I do because it assists me. And you know, You're tight. You're in this beautiful shield of light, and I can still see what's out there, and I can do something about it. But I'm not. I don't have interference. Okay. So I will send you some information that I'm being guided to show you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Bless you guys.
All right. Thank you, Greg. Blessings. Okay. Our next caller is a good friend of mine, Beth. I've been wanting to introduce you to for quite some time. Her name is Marilyn, so I'm going to bring her on the line and let her say hi to you, and you guys can talk. Hi, Marilyn. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you, ladies?
Hi, Marilyn. Really good over
hi.
Here. We're doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing so-so. I have my days. I have my moments, but I'm doing so-so.
Okay.
Want to know what my next step of healing is, and when will this releasing stop?
Oh, I'm not laughing because the releasing is going to go on for a while. The next 7 months are going to be crucial for you. 6 or 7 months is going to be a lot of releasing, especially down here in your root chakra. This is old stuff, lifetimes, and that's okay. Okay, so the releasing and the letting go is going to continue to take place, but it's taking place for all of us, Marilyn. Okay? Are you doing any healing right now? You said you like
healing?
Are you doing, do you do healing work?
I don't.
Okay. Have you thought about it?
Am I supposed to?
Yeah. I'm seeing Mother Earth, Mama. And I'm seeing your hands lit up like white lightning. Okay? You've got a lot of power in you. Okay?
Oh.
And I'm being shown that you're to use your hands to heal Pachamama, Mother Earth, and to allow that birthing to take place. Okay? But that can happen. That will be shown to you what that looks like as you move through all this. I'm seeing Reiki would assist you. Anyone that does healing work, any kind of attunements would assist you. Okay? Amanda, would you like to jump in and support her?
Yeah, I actually will help her with that, Beth. She's been seeing me a lot for healings, and something just told me to have you talk to her because she's been going through a lot of release and stuff, and she's had she's kind of in remission from pancreatic cancer. So, you know, we're wanting to, you know, release and eliminate that. And then she's been doing some other physical releasing that's been, you know, kind of painful. So I wanted her to talk to you, but she has been seeing me for healing.
Okay. Marilyn, what I'm being shown is that if it feels right, the next time I have a class and I do, and I'm removing those seals, that you want to come in, or however that supports you. But when we remove those seals, and I'm seeing over your heart center, there's dense energy there, and over like your sacral root, that it just wants to go. It just wants to go. It's just old stuff. So that's how I can support you into stepping into a greater expansion of your own pure source energy. But it's just old stuff that wants to release and let go. Old belief systems. You know, I'm getting big yes on that. Okay, some old stuff is wanting to come up, but your sole purpose is to do healing. You've got a healer in you. You've got a natural healer in you, and it doesn't mean you can't do whatever else you're doing. But you've got a lot of creative energy too, and there's a lot that will come in through you as you open up. Okay, I'm seeing maestro. I'm seeing maestro come to you, which is shamanic energy. Okay. Okay, but that's part of What is that?
There's what kind of energy?
Maestro.
Shaman.
The shaman within. There's like a shaman within you that wants to rebirth. Okay?
Wow.
Okay. Yes. She wants to rebirth. There's a goddess that wants to rebirth. Big time. You got a drummer in you. I'm seeing what you've done in your past life. You've done this work before. Just as I'm doing, you've done the same work, the shamanic path. But like the Tibetan shaman coming through you, plating energy coming through you. But it's all about, you know, you constantly staying in the work. It's about the self-healing, about doing the work. So it's good that you're working with Amanda, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd like, Marilyn, you know, when I have this class, if that feels right, and you just need to get on my contact list, and then you can give that information to Amanda, but this work would support you. Okay, it's all
hey,
about
Beth, everyone. Maybe the next time we have a class, she's not far from me. Maybe we can both come to your class next time you have it. That might be a good idea.
That would be beautiful. And it's going to happen in April. I'm going to have that class in April. It was powerful. And, you know, it was powerful. You've got some powerful energy running through you, Marilyn. And I mean, really, and it's, you know, when we go through these sicknesses and illnesses, the shamanic path will tell you it's a rebirth. It's like a death rebirth. And some people that come on that are called to the path to step into it without going through a death rebirth of such, and some people really do go through almost a death rebirth, I mean, before they even come into the path. It's part of the path. So you're right on target, sister, okay? So no, you're right on target. You are right on target.
Right.
So you're right on target.
So when you said the next, when you say the next 6 or 7 months, it's going to be, more releasing.
Yeah, your root chakra is releasing a lot. There's a lot that's letting go from your root chakra. So this is what I'm hearing for you to do. So write this down if you don't have a pen and pencil. This is
Amanda. Write this down.
Amanda, get the pen and pencil out.
Okay.
Marilyn is to call daily, several times a day, when she is in her sacred space, a quiet space. Saint Germain's Violet Flame. Saint Germain's Violet Flame. Lower energies. Also, she is to call in the ruby flame. That's where it's, you're going to really feel the mountains moving here, Marilyn. The ruby flame cuts through super dense energies that the violet flame may not be cutting through. So when I work with that ruby flame, holy mamacita, there's big shifts that take place. So that's going to support you. So you want to call in the ruby flame, and you want to call in Saint Germain's violet flame every day because they dissipate lower energies, you know, mass consciousness. And as you work on yourself, you're working on humanity. Okay? Because you've got some big stuff in store, Marilyn. It's the coming.
Wow.
It's the coming. It's the coming.
Yay.
Yay, yay, yay.
So what about more chemo for my body? Is that necessary?
I'm not a doctor, and I never tell anyone not to follow the doctor. But I've worked with a lot of people who have had cancer, and through the work that we did together, they no longer have cancer. Okay, because I worked with Christ, and he demolishes everything.
Right.
I don't know. So, seriously. So I'm being shown you need to call me.
Okay.
I'm just to call me. And I'm supposed to pray with you. Okay? All right?
Okay.
And then we're supposed to have our own conversation, Marilyn.
Oh, okay.
Okay? If you're open, we're supposed to have a conversation about that. But I never tell people to go against their doctors. It's not my way. Although the people that have come to me who have had cancer were not on chemo. They chose not to go through chemo, and there's no judgment on that. But their body did heal from – it was eradicated.
Right.
You know, all that – it was eradicated. It was just eradicated. So, you know – it's not through me. It's who is working through me. So,
and I
know,
want mine. I want it to I want it gone.
Well, and it can be, and it will be. And so, I feel like we're supposed to have a one-on-one consultation, and I'm going to offer that at the end of this session. Okay.
Okay.
And we'll all call a one-on-one half-hour consultation, and then you can feel free, and we can talk about that in different. Okay.
All right.
Yay. Yes.
Okay, well, thank you, Beth.
Thank you, Marilyn. Thank you.
Have
thank
many
you, Marilyn.
Today.
Nice
blessings.
To meet you.
That was a great call. Thanks for talking with her, Beth.
She's a lovely lady. She really is. You're
yes,
welcome.
Yes, she is. She's got very powerful energy. I knew that, too. She's a powerhouse. When I first met her, I knew that.
Got a lot going on that's shifting in her body right now, and she's perfectly in alignment. It's just it's just stepping into more. So yeah, she's a lovely lady.
Absolutely. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will get her information to you, or you guys can work on that, and it's cool. And we'll just go ahead and end the show. And I look forward to having you again.
Amanda, I want to thank you, and you're just a beautiful, lovely cherub. And I thank all the callers and listeners who came in with their beautiful and important questions, because those questions, I'm sure others had the same questions, but might not have asked them. So it's always good to ask those questions. You have a great day, Amanda.
All right. Thank you. We'll do it again soon. You have a great day. Blessings, everybody. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. You can check out Beth Thater at BethThather.com. If you want to call me for a reading, you can get a hold of me at Amanda Dowell with one L or StarWay@Hotmail.com. We'll see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Thanks, everybody.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, catch up, but don't you never mind the way. Hey, you can do anything to lay off my face. You can knock me down, step on my face, talking my name all over the place. Do anything that you want to do. Honey, lay off the sheet, now don't you step on my blue face. Well, you can do anything to lay off my face. Let's go, Daddy. Oh, car. Drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Do anything that you wanna do. But, honey, lay off the shoes. Now don't shoot. Step on my blue gray shoes. You can do anything to lay off my blue gray shoes. I rock it. One for the money, two for the show. Here to get ready now, go, go, go. Now don't you step on my blue gray shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay off my blue gray shoes. Well, it's a blue, blue, blue gray shoes, honey. Blue, blue, blue gray shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue gray shoes, honey. Blue, blue, blue gray shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay off my blue gray. Here's a train a-comin', it's rollin' around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Well, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear the whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Oh, play that guitar. Do it. I bet there's rich folks eating from the fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep them moving, and that's what tortures me. From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
powder running through your head. Television freak show cops and robbers everywhere. Animals and children tell the truth, they never lie. Which one is more human? There's a thought, now you decide.